You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pair.com.
Coming up on the God Pod.
More misinformation, more death threats. He'll bring Donald Trump back. Don't you think for a second that he won't fucking do
that. I'm ready. I'm ready for some drama. I'm bored.
No, please, no. My Twitter's just now taking off.
We need something to talk about.
Please, humans, don't die. We need you. I think we might just vanish if it wasn't for humans thinking about us. And if they're calling the vaccine Satan's DNA, well then sign me up, because I've been filled to the brim with Satan's DNA three times already.
Hell,
and I'll
yeah.
go for a fourth and a fifth helping.
Wow.
Ooh, I bet you will, God.
Well, hi everyone, God here. You're listening to The God Pod. I'm here today with my pal and therapist, the goddess Psyche.
Hello, hello, hello.
Has it been a whole week already?
It's been a whole week. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It also feels like it's been longer than a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, I don't know. It feels like it's been a real long week, yet yeah. I could not tell you one thing that I did since the last time I saw you. So it's one of those.
I feel that every week feels like a millennium to me. You know,
yes.
I have my own time. But every day
right.
is just like every day is like a lifetime.
Yeah, especially right now in the world, right? Just with everything going on. It just must be a lot for you. And I know it's not therapy time, but just like in a casual way, like, how are you really?
I got the whole world in my hands, and I'm doing a shitty job of it in my hands.
I was trying to clap along, but it wasn't working.
I sort of abandoned halfway through. But yeah, I we're going to discuss some of the things that have been happening.
Lots of stuff that's been happening.
Thanks for joining us, humans. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming, everyone. We're so excited to hear from you, and we're ready to get into it today.
We're speaking rhetorically, of course, to the listener.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
They may not be able to, like, you know, talk back as we record this, but
they're
thinking thoughts.
Yep. We hear you. We see you. We feel you. We understand you. And we do hear you on social media and
when you comment
and
stuff.
Comments.
Write reviews. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right,
we have a review later. So first, our top story.
Yeah.
The Russian flagship vessel Moskva sinks while being towed after reportedly damaged in Ukrainian attack. Basically, the Ukrainians sank the Russians' battleship.
That's what happened? Okay, because all I saw was I was quickly, you know, on a news feed, or maybe it was Twitter or something, and I saw a battleship, sinking, and there was something. I didn't click it. I didn't read it. Story of my life. I only listened to half the story. And
you
and
99%
like,
of all entities.
100%. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, I wonder if that's real. So it was real. So what happened?
Yeah, the Ukrainians don't even have, like, a navy.
Wow. Yet they figured out how to blow up a battleship.
Somehow, someone, or maybe they figured it out themselves, the location of this boat, or maybe some other one of their many allies gave them the exact coordinates from satellite.
Wow. Right.
And they fired a couple missiles.
And it worked.
And kablooey! Smite!
Wow.
Smite.
You know, I wonder, you know, if the, well, who starred in the movie Battleship? I wonder if someone from that movie helped them
out. First of all, I feel as if it must be said that it isn't
there was a movie
battleship.
Called Battleship.
It isn't, yeah, there was a battleship. It had it The Rock, terrible. Right?
Is that it who was with? Had the Rock. I never saw
I don't know. Maybe Satan will know. Hey, Satan.
Oh, Satan. Oh, Satan late to the party.
There he is. Satan was hungover at Coachella.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I went to go see.
Right. How about that Kanye appearance? Right.
We love Kanye. I was blackout. Did he actually appear last night?
I don't know.
I don't think it's really started yet. But anyway, we were just talking, Satan, about how the Ukrainians sank the Russian.
If it hasn't started, what was I doing last night?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Because I definitely saw the band 303 over and over and over again last night.
Are they related to the band 311?
They're very similar.
Different area codes.
Okay.
No, but we were talking about the battleship in Russia.
It's not a battleship. It's a cruiser. But for them, cruiser. It was like their battleship. It's the flagship of their fleet. It was their biggest, best, brightest ship. Mm. And for ease of conversation, let's call it a battleship. So they sank their battleship. Good job, Ukrainians. Smite. Satan, do you know who starred in the movie Battleship?
Oh, that's easy. That's Rihanna.
Really? No.
Wait, really?
Rihanna was in the movie Battleship. 100%.
You are kidding me.
She was.
We were trying to figure out who was in it. Oh, my God.
Oh, let me read this cast.
Shut
Holy
up.
Shit.
That's brilliant.
What a stacked cast. Rihanna was a petty officer. Okay.
Oh, and then my gosh. You're right.
Yeah. Liam Neeson was in it as Admiral Shane. Alexander Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm.
What? Jesse Plemons?
What?
What the fuck?
They Brooklyn had Decker? Everyone.
Guys, how come we never saw
Decker,
this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn Decker, of course.
And of
Taylor
course, Peter
Kitch?
Berg. Okay, let's stop reading names now. But
guys, we really should go back and watch enough. This film.
We should have a viewing tonight.
Mm. Tonight. Hell yeah.
Today happens to be Good Friday, humans. You may be hearing this on Hangover Monday when you're hungover from Jesus hanging on the cross. The point is, today is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Mm-hmm. This is the day when we remember, for God so loved the world that he threw his one and only begotten son under a bus to save it.
Aww.
That took me a while to really think about. I got a little confused. Like it was like trying to put the lines together. But yes.
That's basically what it is. Yeah. Jesus took one for the team. Jesus, it was a rebrand. Okay. I was coming off as very the way I am. Mm-hmm. And so we put Jesus out front and center.
Right.
Continue.
And?
Sorry, we both thought that
is
was.
Is this commentary now?
No, nothing. I don't know. I got nothing else. I've said it before. Let's move on. Good job, okay. Ukrainians. You sank their
Next
battleship.
Story.
Moskva.
I'm
okay. Someone
pissed.
Needs to explain this to me too, because all of a sudden I saw Elon Musk talking about Twitter and I was like, what? Isn't he always on Twitter? So
do you,
please
you
tell
missed,
me this story.
You missed Thursday on Twitter? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a tweeter.
You're not really a Twitter person. Okay.
No.
You're more of an Instagram person, right?
Yeah. I'm an Insta ho. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
So
I find myself mostly on Chatterbait.
And LinkedIn.
Those two both linked. I linked my profile between those two.
Satan spends a lot of time on Clubhouse. So basically, Elon Musk, he bought like 9% of Twitter. They were going to give him a board seat. And then he failed the background check, I guess. And they didn't give him the board seat. Or he also acted like a total dumbass, as usual. So they rescinded their offer for a board seat.
I'm his number one fan.
No.
No.
This adds up. After meeting Cupid, this really adds up.
Yeah.
Okay, and after, so go on. Wait, so go on. So I'm
and
so
after
curious.
After hating, don't look up. So, okay, so.
didn't win an 40s... Oscar, did it?
Oh, no, of course not. Yes. No one's. I don't even think it's.
Oh, damn. That means it must be a bad movie.
I'm a fence sitter on that movie. But anyway, he made a $43 billion offer now to buy Twitter. To build a, quote, arena for free speech, which is total bullshit, because there's nothing he likes more than silencing people who are criticizing him. He rules his companies with an authoritarian fist. Okay, so we'll get into that, evidence of that. But, yeah, people were talking about this all day. Because if Twitter was owned by this guy, it would be somehow even worse.
So he did not end up buying it, is what you're saying.
They disallowed him from buying it.
Gotcha. No. Is that
when they rejected his offer?
There were other shareholders who were like, I don't accept this offer. And so, yeah, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. It seems like maybe he's just trying to get attention. Maybe he's trying to drive up the price so he can sell what he has and make another.
I think it was a mistake. They didn't let him buy in. I have to be honest. They
buy the entire thing.
$43 billion sounds great.
Psyche's in the corner like, take the money, stupid.
I gotta be honest. I binge watched The Dropout. I'm like, didn't see anything wrong with Elizabeth Holmes.
I've watched the first episode of that.
I was like,
she doesn't seem
she's
as bad.
A female
as she's
who
made
wanted
out
to kick
be.
Ass and was just trying to fit in with the boys' club.
Listen, you have dreams. You come up
it
with a
once.
Grand idea.
It worked once.
Work. It worked
that's
once.
That's all it
really.
Needs.
There was one time once. Where the machine didn't spit out blood.
One time. But that's all it takes.
who knows? It was a good idea. And probably 10 years from now, some company will actually be doing it. Is that right? I actually know
a company that's going to be doing it very soon.
See? Things are very complex down there on Earth, humans.
So
it's hard sometimes to judge a person as right or wrong or totally bad. And I feel those feelings, too.
Yes.
But I do think in this case, Psyche, that it would be worse. Actually, how could it be worse, though? Because Twitter doesn't fucking seem to ban the people that are spreading misinformation and hatred
enough. I don't think Twitter is what I would call a safe space.
No. It's, in fact, of all my experiences and all the platforms, it is by far the least moderated.
Yeah. It's the worst place. Yeah.
It's
I don't
by
like
far
Twitter
the least
because of
moderated.
That.
But he wants to buy it to make it a safer place for free speech.
Which in this case actually means
sounds fun.
More misinformation, more death threats. He'll bring Donald Trump back. Don't you think for a second that he won't fucking do
I'm
that.
I'm ready. I'm ready for some drama. I'm bored.
No, please, no. My Twitter's just now taking off.
We need something to talk about.
You know what's funny, Psyche, is it actually, ironically, might actually be the best thing for the liberal movement if he is on Twitter, because the insanity of the right has not stopped or slowed down. In fact, it's only picked up steam since he's been banned off Twitter. And the steam on the left feels like it's gone. And
I'm bored.
Because they don't have this common shared enemy.
Yeah.
Because, what do you think, Satan?
I think that's wrong.
Okay, good.
I would say...
I don't want to see his tweets anymore.
No, we need the Real Housewives of the White House. That's what we need. We need Real Housewives of the White House.
Gosh, Psyche is becoming more Satan-like every day. Yeah, I don't know what it is
who's
about
Satan and who's Psyche anymore. I don't know.
Who knows?
Satanic allure. Hell
yeah.
We
might have to switch up jobs.
You know what? I'll jump on board because it does sound very Satan to have the Real Housewives of the White House.
It does sound very Satan also to have Elon Musk buy Twitter and bring back Donald Trump.
Any big private business is pretty satanic. So, yeah.
Yeah, they all are.
Also,
who are we kidding?
a good point. So
they all are.
They've always been owned by evil tech bros.
Yeah.
What's one to another?
Again, I mean, I think it is him trying to buy his media company, like all billionaires do at a certain point.
Mm. Right.
You know?
Well, there's lots of takes on this.
I'm not upset.
You just think he's handsome after he did that SNL sketch.
You know, I think I love his mom. She's the face of CoverGirl. I love a weirdo. Like, you know, I just, what can I say? I'm married to a man with a diaper. You know what I mean?
The reason you love or hate something.
Yeah. I love a weirdo.
So random.
Yeah.
You're so random, Psyche.
So random. Random. She's so funny.
But let's remember that 4 years ago, he was slamming these people stuck in a cave in Thailand. Remember, he was calling them like.
He was making fun of the police because he couldn't. He wanted to free them, and then his tech didn't work. And then the police were like, "This tech doesn't work." And he was like, "Actually, you guys are idiots."
Uh-huh. Rapist.
And he tried to get journalists to write that some of the cave rescuers were child rapists. Right.
You know.
So, because of false information fed to him by a fake private investigator. So
yeah.
I wouldn't say he's exactly the smartest person to be in charge of arbiting all truth.
No, but he is figuring things out.
Oh, girl, I just love you. It's fine. You know what? You defeated me. Let's get on to the next point. By Kyvan Troff says, Elon Musk wants attention, so let's give it to him. Black employees at Tesla claim they were segregated, frequently called the N-word, called monkeys by managers, the only ones made to clean and forced to do so on their hands and knees. And Tesla retaliated when they complained. Oh, no, you haven't heard about any of this?
Why is this not bigger news?
Because there's a million other stories. And because it's, it's newer on the newer side.
I will say, the only time I ever questioned Elon Musk was when he dated Amber Heard.
So you just heard this story.
No. I'm saying in the past, the only time I ever questioned was when he was dating Amber Heard. I was like, that is such a random choice. Like,
so Grimes.
Just random. And then the whole Johnny Depp thing happened. And now they're all testifying against each other. And it's an icky situation.
Super fun story, though.
It's an icky situation. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a new one. Definitely do your research on that. Some horrible things being said about his.
I mean, that's pretty fucking awful. I don't know why that's also, not. Bigger news.
It should be bigger news, especially since he's also considered to be kind of an authoritarian micromanager, so that the people at the bottom level, even interns, are scared of him. So if this is every the culture there, it directly is coming from somewhere.
Sure.
Maybe it could be coming from the man from South Africa.
Mm.
The white man from South Africa, who is very rich. Because his father owned a piece of an emerald mine. Anyway, I don't want to jump to conclusions here, folks. But I'm just saying. Yeah, 50 Shades of Way makes a good point. Correlation doesn't equal causation. But it should be worth noting that Elon Musk had been on Twitter for years. And showed no interest in buying the company until one teenager started tracking his flights and tweeting it.
What was he tracking his flights? Like, what was
so this? This the same person was tracking. Started out by tracking the flights of Russian oligarchs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very bold, brave, I would say, thing to do in this world. Okay. And I think that's still going on. And then started tracking Elon Musk's flights, too.
But what's wrong with his flights?
Good question, Psyche, because he then intervened very quickly and tried to buy this teenager out and ask them to not do this anymore.
For $5,000.
For $100,000. He is the richest human being on the planet.
But don't give the kid more than what he deserves.
I think tracking flights is, if that's what you feel.
Well, apparently he must have been wrong then, because the teenager laughed, scoffed, and told the world about this, which is why we know. So he...
Can I play devil's advocate though?
For some reason.
But can I play devil's advocate?
Dang, Psyche would you is coming want on today?
Well, she's no, playing your lawyer. She's playing your lawyer, Satan. Can you believe this?
Hold on.
And you're
on my side. Would you want someone to, if you were worth billions and millions and billions of dollars,
I get it,
and you had young children, would you want the world tracking where you were and letting that out there? It seems that you probably get death threats every single day. And like, I'm not saying he's a great person, but I'm just saying, like, even me, like, I would be terrified.
But yeah, it's anyway, you could see it's the timing. Again, correlation does not equal causation.
Sure.
But soon after this event, now he wants to buy Twitter. I think you make a good point, Psyche. So we'll set that one aside.
That's just my other point.
Defeated. Okay, we still got the Tesla factory on you, though. Also, let's not forget that didn't he, like, just break up with his wife?
Yeah.
But they're kind of together again because, remember, they had a second child.
No, this was after that. She left him for Chelsea Manning.
She had left him for Chelsea Manning before they had the baby. They just wanted to have a baby together.
Well,
anyway, you know the gossip better than I do, Psyche.
I know the gossip.
So you're saying they're back together. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying they're just living in separate homes and raising children.
Can we get a Google search on that, Satan?
On it.
Just Grimes with their children. And Elon back together. See, this is just
Grimes
what he wants.
Is also, no, Grimes is, they're, no, they nope, live in nope. separate homes.
Even with new baby, homes. Grimes and Elon Musk have broken up
again.
See, here's the thing. So thank you. This was an important point because he's giving divorced dad. And he's sad.
Is he?
He's sad. Yes. You don't try to buy Twitter unless you're miserable. I mean, come on. It's the
I
most
don't know.
Place
I think he's
planet.
So fucking weird that, like, he would do this shit. Like, with or without. I don't think he's that hung up over, like, the Grimes situation,
okay.
to be honest.
Well, Shiv Ramdas makes a good point. She says, the next time you think you're overreacting, remember that Elon Musk is really willing to pay $43 billion just to prevent people from laughing at him on Twitter.
I think we're learning that's good. I'm a secret dictator, that's what I want to be.
I don't know who said it, but I'm sure everyone said, like, men will really, literally try to buy Twitter rather than go to therapy.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. Subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon. Give us a review or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. When you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. Don't like ads in your God Pod? On Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. There is so much fun waiting for you. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
So, God, you ask people, what would you do for the world if you had $43 billion to spend on anything and you'd still be a billionaire when done? What right. was some of the craziest answers
exactly,
you got?
Because he has like 270 bill.
Right.
Yens. Mm. So,
what was some stuff that you got that you got excited about?
Well, you know, people said a lot of things. A lot of people said that they would end homelessness.
Hunger.
Fund education and world hunger. Nobody should be hungry. Buy school lunches for everyone. Someone said file 2 seasons of Deadwood. Fuck yeah.
I have to say, these people are lying out of their ass. They would be buying Twitter in a heartbeat.
Psyche.
Psyche's really going before
know.
Loco today.
Know.
I'm filling in for Satan because he's hungover.
I showed up ready to Satan it up, and I was like, man, no, I'll step aside.
Satan and Psyche, how would you feel if out of this couples therapy we've been doing, eventually someday, like, I promote
became the therapist?
Psyche to be Lord of the Underworld.
That's crazy.
And Satan, you become my therapist.
I would love role that. Role play. Did not know you had the power to take away my Lord of the Underworld title.
I don't know if I do. I'm going to have to check the deep magic.
But, okay, God, if you had $43 billion, what would you do with that money?
Oh, there's so many things you could do. Oh, like, where do you begin? Healthcare for everyone, affordable housing.
I'd buy every Chuck E. Cheese franchise I could.
I would buy Congress and the Senate like four times over and just make them do what I want. That's a million. That's infinite wishes.
No, you guys are wrong. You build a skate park to save the world. That's what you do.
Or we can organize one of those things where everybody holds hands around the world.
Yep. Yeah, that sounds fun.
That would cost at least $40
billion. Yeah.
These days. Lots of people stuck in the Pacific.
I would fund one high-speed railway between San Francisco and L.A.
Oh, you'd save the world with that.
But it wouldn't be enough.
Wow. I'd buy Disneyland.
I think it's a little bit more than $43 billion.
Disneyland? No, not Disney. Yeah. Not like the whole like franchise, just Disneyland.
I really think Disneyland is more than $43 billion.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Satan.
I don't know. I don't think Disney, maybe Disney World because of the property.
What is Disney
Satan's on it. Land
worth?
Disney stock has been going down.
Yeah, yikes.
Because the Republicans have said they don't want to go there. Well, that's one day. Let's see. 5 days. They're doing okay. So how much is Disneyland worth to California? Billions. Good answer.
Billions. Well, whatever it costs, I'm buying it.
Wow. It's definitely way less than $43 billion, Satan. It looks to be
it's worth $8 billion a year. In revenue. Maybe screw your head on a little bit more.
Okay, you know what I would do?
Your ass.
I would buy
we're building a skate park to save the world.
It's interesting.
I'd buy one ride at Disneyland.
It's interesting to see actually what being the richest schmuck on the planet actually can do for you. You know, because, yeah, he's got enough money to buy Twitter in theory, but it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't look good.
Anyway,
let's move on, because I'm tired of that. We made the point, Psyche agrees now, he's a schmuck. It's time for group therapy with Psyche.
Well, can we start with a really big question? Psyche, how are you, really?
I'm really good. I'm feisty. I'm sassy. I'm a little Satan-esque. I'm feeling fun. I'm feeling free. I am I was not at Coachella weekend one. I'm not going to weekend two Coachella. But I am here with you, you know, fine fellas, and having a great time.
So is that why you're feeling feisty? Because you're not at Coachella?
Maybe I'm upset. You know, maybe I'm sad that Kanye didn't get to perform and I'm feeling for him. I don't know.
How are things going with you and Cupid?
Oh. They're great. They're great.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn it.
Things are
good. I mean, good. Good for you.
Things are going good.
I'm still single over here.
It's an odd time. We do this thing over spring break, you know, around Easter time, where we kind of go our own direction for a couple weeks and then find each other back like a summer love.
So you don't spend springs together. Cupid is off doing fuck knows what, shooting arrows.
He does a lot of work during the spring because he's getting prepped and ready for summer love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's tough.
Well, you know what? That's
y'all's
thing.
But it's our thing.
I'm not going to judge.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Love is love. Yeah.
Satan, how are you really?
Oh, man. I'm good. 303 was awful. Just like they always are. That's what I love them.
303?
You know. She wants to love me. Oh, she wants to touch me. Whoa. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. You guys know this.
No, I don't. I think 311 was
We're not familiar.
That.
I'm like trying to look this
you
up.
You guys
303.
Know 303. They were huge in 2008.
No way, bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Shush, girl.
I'm looking them up. I'm not.
Shut
I'm not...
your lips.
Whoa. Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa.
See, yeah.
Yeah, that's
well, that
the
was
song
crazy...
that I know.
That's 311.
Whoa.
Which also rocks.
Yes.
Okay, but 311 had more than just Amber.
That beautiful disaster.
Beautiful disaster.
Oh, whoa. Down.
Like a nightmare again. Come on.
They were the Beatles of their time.
100%. Okay. The Beatles of new wave, like reggae, ska, white music. It was a great time to be alive. So, yeah, how am I really? I'm really good.
Wait, did anybody ask?
No.
I asked.
Oh, good.
I said, how are you really?
God, how are you really?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, you know, great. Let's move on.
You know, I'm not going to sit here. You know, lots of times I'll tell you when I'm bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like Satan, who sits here every time saying that he's doing amazing. Okay.
Well, I'm just working on the skate park to save the world now. We're doing it.
Maybe he is doing amazing.
Get Tony Hawk online.
You know something that we didn't talk about that reminds me of Save the World? Remember the show
place.
Heroes? Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Right.
Did you guys see that fight that she got into?
Save the comedian, save the world. No. She had a unfortunate fall from grace or something happened, right? I don't know what happened.
This was 2 weeks ago.
The cheerleader?
What's her name?
There was a fight, like Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
There was like this big brawl and she was like such a badass. It was like crazy. She was like taking people down and I don't know if they're still married.
Her
boyfriend's the Ukrainian famous MMA fighter that's out there fighting.
Vladimir Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv.
Really? I think so. Really big.
Let's just go and spread rumors. A lot of this might have to be.
Says that her boyfriend is Brian Hickerson.
No. But look up who her baby daddy is.
Vladimir Klitschko. Yeah, cool. It all congeals. Way to bring it back to the sinking of the Moskva.
You're welcome.
Psyche.
He's gonna die.
Doing real good. You know, I just learned about a cool new like story called "The Old Man Lost His Horse." Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
Oh yeah.
Can't it say I
from,
have.
From China. From ancient China. It's ancient Chinese wisdom. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so here goes the story. Good luck and bad luck create each other, and it is difficult to foresee their change. A righteous man lived near the border. For no reason, his horse ran off into barbarian territory. Everyone felt sorry for him, but his father spoke to him. Who knows if that won't bring you good luck?
No.
Several months later, his horse came back with a group of barbarian horses, and everyone congratulated him because now he had many horses. His father spoke to him, "Who knows if that won't bring you bad luck?"
No.
Yeah, a rich house has good horses, and the son mounted with joy and loved riding, but he fell and broke his leg on one of those horses. Everyone felt sorry for him. But his father spoke to him again and said, "Who knows if that won't bring you good luck?" 1 year later, the barbarians invaded across the border. Adult men strung up their bows and went to battle. 9 out of 10 border residents were killed, except for the son because of his broken leg and the father because he was old in bed, I guess. Father and son were both protected and both survived. Hence, bad luck brings good luck. And good luck brings bad luck. This happens without end, and nobody can estimate it. What do you think?
I don't think the message was bad luck brings good luck and good luck brings bad luck.
I'm a little
That's
lost.
Actually part of the fucking story. That's not something that I made up. That's part of the ancient... It's Where here in Chinese come? Letters. Look it up on Google.
Why did we bring this up?
I don't know. Because I'm happy.
It's part of philosophy talk.
It's philosophy
part
talk.
Part of philosophy talk. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing that for... So you don't like
So that? That's how you feel. That's how just, you're feeling.
I'm feeling, you know what? You never know how things are going to go.
Yes. See, that's fair.
Now, that's very true.
There's
that's very
the
true.
There's many ways that this is interpreted in Western society, such as silver linings and all of that, and mysterious ways, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, think of, look what you thought when you never know what's going to happen. Okay, let's move on. I don't want to make any comparisons to things in the news because fuck that. Let's move on to reading a review.
All right.
Can I read it?
Go ahead.
Good news. We have a new one from Podchaser. This is from Mary C. Lavender, and it's 5 stars. Funny, entertaining, irreverent. It says I live, but I think she meant I love a God that doesn't take himself too seriously.
Thank you.
I added the laughs. The laughs weren't there. That was for a comedic touch.
Wow.
No, thank you. This one's about me.
Yeah.
You know, this is great because the rest of you get a lot of like reviews, like Mary gets a lot and, you know, Satan gets a lot and Psyche. And it's like someone noticed me, you know.
Someone Aww. Noticed you, honey. Someone noticed you.
I do take myself pretty seriously, though. And I did just go out on a major limb with that story during philosophy talk. How did that go over, gang? Did you get it in the end?
I really liked that story. I really liked your accent. I thought you brought it all together for us. It was really nice and Same really well written.
What was my accent? I don't know. Was that? I guess
we're
I
not sure. It was a little Ukrainian. It was a little Russian.
It definitely had a tinge of Asian, but it mostly felt like it was from the steppes, like, the steppes region, like maybe Kazakhstani.
It definitely was of a non normal God accent descent.
Yes.
Here's the funny thing, folks. When I try to do an accent or an impersonation, you never know how it's going to come
where
out.
It's going to land.
Yeah, if I
and
if
that's
I have...
what the fun. I think that was the beauty of that accent. Nobody could place where it was fun.
Sometimes it'll come out perfect, and you're like, "Wow, you're good at impressions, God." And then sometimes I'll have the yips, and
this, and
it'll
but
just
I will
be
say,
horrible.
In this case, I was very happy it didn't come out perfect. I was extremely happy you weren't aiming to do old Chinese man accent.
Oh, are you kidding?
Right.
No.
No.
No way. I'm not that dumb. Speaking of dumb, let's move on to the goddamn news.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's it going? Did you guys already talk about climate change?
What?
Man, we have become my biggest fear.
We have become
Don't Look Up. Oh, wow. Look at this. Brand new hot off the press. Link added.
Let's talk about this. This was fun.
What is this?
1,000+ scientists worldwide engaged in civil disobedience for climate action. Many of them getting arrested. And you know what? It was barely noticed. Barely.
I never heard about it.
Exactly. Some of us noticed it. Some
because
of us
Don't Look Up was a documentary.
Sure. Uh-huh. But basically a report says that came out that says if we don't change greenhouse emissions by 2025, there's no going back. That's when the irreparable damage starts. So, guys, it's time to get off your ass, lock your arms to a bank, and build a skate park to save the world.
So
we've got to come together and do this.
So electric cars, that's number one, right?
Satan, you're so Bart Simpson. I love it.
So what can we do, Satan, to move
one,
forward?
Post about it constantly. Mm-hmm. Keep posting about it. Really, really try to get your friends and family knowing what's happening and angry about it, because it's big companies and big government not switching on to newer sources of energy. Two, really, really try to push your city or town for green renewable energy and green renewable sources of energy. Meaning, step away from new clothes and fast fashion. Step away from fast foods and focus on local
foods,
and things that can deteriorate.
So, Satan, let me ask you a question.
Whoa.
Are you a vegetarian?
I try to be, but damn, that ass is too good.
Psyche has never had meat before.
What?
Wow. See, are you vegan or vegetarian?
I would say I like cheese. I eat some cheese, but I mean, it's very
in your entire existence down on Earth.
I've never tried chicken. I could not tell you what chicken tastes like.
Never tried meat.
I have never tried chicken. I don't know what it tastes like.
That's wonderful.
Even before you were 5?
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
My point is,
wait a second,
leaving your carbon footprint starts with meat. Meat production is the worst thing that we could do for our environment.
Yeah.
The truth is, though, but the saddest truth is that individual fixes don't actually help. It has to be global, corporate changes. So really, really get in there, y'all.
And that's the thing that pisses me off. Amongst many things that piss me off, that's one of the things that really pisses me off, is that the people, you spend your life recycling, right, humans, and much of that recycling just ends up in a fucking landfill anyway, and it does almost nothing. Everything that everyone's doing all the time, these little things that they're doing, add up to about jack shit compared to the damage that the ultra-rich companies and countries, the damage they do. Like, one billionaire trip to outer space, one little joyride like that, is
like
worth
Jeff Bezos bringing
so
Pete
many
Davidson
of your fucking
to
lifetimes
space
of recycling, okay?
Yeah, I know.
So people just cannot conceive of these things, okay? They cannot possibly carry it around the difference, the complexities of between and the gradations of evil. They can't. What they need is a video of someone slapping someone that they can latch onto, like a baby onto the nipple. Okay, this is.
But Satan, that's why if you stop eating meat and you stop giving money to the companies that are going to be killing the cows and doing all of that, then the more people that stop eating it, the less they're going to produce.
But the most important thing you can do is, I don't know, politics.
Protest,
vote, something.
Yell.
Stop eating meat.
Yes, stop eating meat is extremely important. Moving away from oils and plastics. That's just pressure government to move away from oil. Now's the time, y'all. Oil's $6 and like 600% more expensive. Now's the time to be like, hey, you know what would be tight is if instead of using oil, we use something like, I don't know, solar panels, or I don't know, wind power, or I don't know, I know it's kind of scary, nuclear power, baby. Or even better, hop on a four-wheeled longboard and come down to the skate park to save the world. Because it's time.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
I'm looking at you.
Satan and me can agree on this. And just lock arms, muscly, just, yes, because without the planet.
Yeah.
What are we? If you all melt.
If we don't have a planet, we don't get Real Housewives of the White House.
And we don't get to place bets on, please, humans, don't die.
It's true.
We need you. I think we might just vanish if it wasn't for humans thinking about us.
Well, I'm so glad we talked about this. I'm so glad this was the first goddamn news story, you know?
The first thing we talked about.
The first thing, definitely there the whole time.
Good job, scientists, you rebels without a cause, you sexy dreamers. Keep getting arrested, the bad boys of the world. We wanted to talk about dumbasses off the top, and then we talked about these scientists. But now let's actually get to the dumbasses.
I don't think Mark Wahlberg's a dumbass.
Or at least one dumbass, I think we got.
I don't think Mark Wahlberg's a dumbass.
Oh, he has to be a dumbass.
No.
He has to.
It's very nice.
Read the headlines, Psyche. Or Satan.
Mark Wahlberg says he spent millions on faith-based movie. This is God choosing me to make it.
But how many times have you heard that from actors? Guys, I mean, come on.
And yeah, they're all crazy.
And I've hated it every single fucking time.
But I mean, this isn't like, here, I guess. Here's my thing. Everyone knows that Mark Wahlberg is a super, super faith-based person. Like super faith-based.
Born again.
I didn't know that. I hadn't.
You didn't know that? Oh, no. He like.
I don't think about him at all.
Has his own church that he goes to inside of his house, like with an altar. Like,
oh, that sounds like a good tax scheme.
Oh, that's nice.
He's very, 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 very.
Mel Gibson-y.
Very. No, no, he's not a racist asshole.
Okay, well, the 50-year-old Oscar nominee stars as Stuart Long in the true story drama Father Stu, which also features
Father Stu.
Mel Gibson.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it. Oh, yeah, he plays the other one. That looked like the worst preview I've ever seen for a movie.
So imagine, Psyche, imagine you're me and horrible after horrible fucking
flip.
Movie comes out and people making it are like, Psyche told me to make there. This.
But I love Mark Wahlberg.
Why?
Because it's Marky Mark.
He's a bad person.
He's not a bad person because he believes in faith?
No, that's not why. There are other things that have happened. That,
what's happened?
He's got a bit of a past.
A bit
we all
of
have a past.
Violent.
We're all rebels.
His past
is rebels.
Such work.
Well, what's so bad about Marky Mark back in the day?
I think he beat up a Vietnamese person for being Asian.
What?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's
Thank
got
you.
A very racist past.
When was this?
Anyway.
Years ago. When he was still a rapper.
It's important to remember things or know things if you didn't know that have been conveniently covered
up. Okay, here's a question for you, God. Do you like the movie Ted?
Of course I love Ted. Are you kidding?
Okay,
and
Mark
I love
Wahlberg
Ted
stars
too.
In it. So you just add it to his bank account
Boogie
and his faith-based products.
And I like, you know, make more Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg. Make more Teds. Don't make
what a penis face. In Boogie Nights. Yeah. Am I right? Am I right,
it was a
Satan?
Great
I'm right.
Prop penis.
Hell yeah. But tell us to look past Marky Mark these days for me.
How do you go from making Boogie Nights to making faith-based movies and saying, God told me to make this?
That's so true.
Because you weren't popular first and then you have all the money in the world and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Let me tell you, if this movie, if he edits it and adds. Scene with a prop penis. Now we're talking. You know, maybe we got some satire going. I don't know. Moving on. Our next story. The Pope has been in the news. Uh-huh. Have you seen this?
Papa Francesco.
Yeah, because it's Easter. He's like, it's my time to shine. And before washing prisoners, this is from the Catholic News Service. Before washing prisoners' feet, the Pope tells them God always forgives. And I just want to say, fucked up. Like, why you got to bring that, like, passive-aggressive judgment into it? He's down there washing their feet. He's washing their feet. And don't forget, God always forgives. It's like, what about you, Pope? Do I forgive you, too?
My man's washing prisoners' feet, kissing them, saying, hey, you could serve forgiveness. God's up here going, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I was like, what's the Pope doing?
Because there's a judgment. He's implying they're guilty. What if they're not guilty, Pope? What if you're washing feet
what
someone
if?
Who is totally innocent, and that person's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
you don't even know you don't even know their story. You don't even know what they're in there for. Were you at the trial? Pope Francis?
I love you taking a headline. You live taking a headline and really grilling the Pope.
Really digging well, first hard of for all, that one.
And also, what is this obsession with feet? Okay? What is this thing with feet and funny hats that the Pope has? One second he's kissing random dude's feet, and the dirtier the better. The next he's out there wearing his ruby red slippers, which is fine, and his giant hat and riding around in his Pope mobile. I just think that
it kind of sounds like somebody's a little jealous.
I just think that he's
mad, jealous vibes.
What's that website that tracks celebrity feet? I think he spends a lot of time on
WikiFeet.
Yeah, WikiFeet. I think that the Pope spends his free hours on WikiFeet uploading.
I bet. I do.
Well, you know
He probably kisses the screen and says, God forgives.
Anyway, you know, I just like giving him shit sometimes, you know.
You gotta let him have it. You gotta let your workers have it.
You keep doing your thing, Popey.
I want to say, I can't wait to watch this next news story. This documentary. Where does one find this new documentary, God?
Okay, so here's this new thing. You may not have heard about this. A batshit new QAnon documentary, quote, warns that COVID vaccines transfer Satan's DNA into your body.
Which I'm not mad at that point. Like, Satan's funny. He's a funny guy. You know, he's an entrepreneur. He has bango. You know what I mean? Like, really one with the people. Likes to have a good time. So
exactly.
I'm mad at that.
And if they're calling the vaccine Satan's DNA, well then sign me up, because I've been filled to the brim with Satan's DNA three times already. Hell, and I'll go for a fourth and a fifth helping.
Oh, I bet you will. God.
Wow. Hell yeah. We're getting spicy and saucy today.
Yeah.
It's a feisty episode. Tune in next week where we are all sad.
Yeah, it's got to happen. So anyway, they claim that snake venom and maggots were put in the COVID vaccine.
Where is this documentary even out? Like, is it a real thing?
Let's not.
Are certain websites on the internet that you're allowed to host videos to that... Right, they might demonetize you, but it's up there. And, why aren't they getting the hate? It's YouTube, everybody. Fuck you, YouTube. The documentary claims snake venom and magnets were put in the COVID vaccine to give us Satan's DNA. Apparently, your DNA, Satan, involves snake venom and magnets.
Oh, yeah. Those are two of my favorite things to play with.
Magnets or maggots?
Look, I love magnets. You can stick the shit anywhere. They're tough to pull apart.
There's nothing that confuses one of these idiots more than a magnet. They play with a magnet. They're like, that's evil.
Fucking magnets. How do they work? You guys know what I'm referencing?
Yes.
No, yeah. What's that?
Everything is miracles. It's another great hit song from Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Breaking Bad.
No, that's Insane Clown Posse, one of the best songs in the world.
That's like your favorite.
They have the
band.
Best fans, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Those are always some of the best meth heads I've ever seen.
Always dressing up, always showing up.
Well, anyway, congrats, Satan. You made it to trending this week because of this.
OMG, thank you. Huge news to me.
Huge. In the trailer for the film, Dr. Artis, okay.
Doctor.
I call him Doctor jokingly, claims that while he's been terrified to speak up, he knows he must. Because when the National Institutes of Health issued a final report confirming the benefits of remdesivir, Artists knew it was a lie. It's not a lie. More specifically, he knew that Dr. Anthony Fauci was lying. He wasn't lying. And that the drug was going to be used to mass murder a whole bunch of innocent people in America that did not need to die. That didn't happen. Then he was going to sell the world on the idea in the media. Ultimately, Dr. Artis decided to come forward with a story because God spoke to him through a fortune cookie.
Wow.
Well, have to admit, I save all my fortunes.
And I have to admit that I was deeply touched by an ancient Chinese parable. So,
yeah,
but that was way better than most fortune cookies I get. Is it me or fortune cookies suck?
Oh, I get great ones.
Really?
I do. And I've saved them in my wallet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As like little reminders.
When you get a great one, you save it. When you get a really stupid one, you just throw it away and forget it, right?
I don't get, yeah. I don't get terrible. I haven't gotten terrible ones. Maybe I'm just lucky.
Maybe every single one you read, you're like, whoa.
That works in my day.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. All right. Well, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
Wow. God. I'll start. I want to bless the Pope for cleaning feet. That's a job that I wouldn't want to do. So that was very kind to clean feet. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
What?
It's just exciting, you know? Psyche blessing Pope when Pope blesses everybody else.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I want to smite Mark Wahlberg.
Whoa. Good for you.
Jump on board.
Because I don't like that he beat up a Vietnamese gentleman. And that hurts my feelings.
I think he went to jail. I looked it up. Went to jail for beating up two.
Wow. So, you know, really, I'm just all sorts of confused today.
Knowledge is quite a burden, isn't it?
It's a burden. And then I want a second coming of more spicy psyche. And I said that in the third person, you know, because I'm really into this. I think sometimes I enjoy being on the naughty side, if you will, you know, and taking that take that you wouldn't think I would, you know.
God likes that. Yes.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I'm fuck PC. There you go. I said it. Fuck being PC.
Yeah, be yourself. That's okay. That's okay.
So, you know what? You got your reasons. That's my story.
And I think they're hilarious every time.
Good.
And you know what? We share our reasoning and you share your reasoning. And sometimes we meet in the middle.
Well, and sometimes it changes at the end of the episode, my whole thoughts.
Sometimes she spends 10 minutes defending Mark Wahlberg's character at the end, wants to smite him. It's super fun stuff.
So, you know, I'm just here to keep you on your toes.
She's learning new things.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. God loves that for you, Psyche.
Thank you.
Okay. I would like to bless every scientist trying to you know, get the skate park off the ground and save the world. Really love what you're doing for me and for us.
Mm.
I'd like to smite big oil and big plastic. Mm. Yeah, my skateboards, all renewable, all digestible, so you could eat them. And
digestible,
I think
like gummy bears? Is that what they taste like?
Literally, it's made out of, it's made out of bamboo. But it's soft bamboo, baby bamboo, so you can eat it in miso soup.
Baby bamboo, I can't.
And the second coming, what do I want more of? I want more God telling us stories in ambiguous accents. I had a blast there.
Ambiguous,
great.
But inoffensive.
Somehow just towing the line.
What? I don't know what I did. That's all I got. All right. So very good. Very good. I would like to bless Feisty. God would like to bless Feisty Psyche. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
God loves Satan also. Skateboard Satan. Skateboard park Satan is
baby bamboo Satan.
Yeah.
Bango, baby, bamboo, Satan. New upgrades.
God would also like to bless the Pope. I mean, I know I give you, you know, a hard time sometimes.
Wow,
but
we're full circle.
Wow, you're out there guys, doing we're pedicures. Really growing today.
And you know what? That's an honorable thing. People need clean feet. Second coming. No second coming today.
Really?
Why? Wow.
No. Oh, I also forgot. I wanted to smite Elon Musk. Did I say Elon?
Oh, that's fun.
Did I say my smite? Yeah. No, I forgot. Smite Elon Musk. Second coming. More being happy. Being happy is good. Being sad is bad. So good for us for being happy. Now do it all the time. Don't stop. Stop being happy. Okay.
Yep.
Very good, everyone. Very good. Let's give everyone
congrats.
A hand.
Really good stuff.
Woo. Should I do a new Woo. Commandment? Though I still have one more smite left in me.
Do it.
All right. New commandment. Thou shalt not make a shitty faith-based movie and then tell everyone that God commanded you to make it. Okay? Is that so much to ask? Don't connect me to your shitty movies. I had nothing to do with them. If I did, where's my fucking cut of the profits? No gross, no net, no nothing. Fuck you, Mark Wahlberg. The Lord has spoken.